This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Five people have been sentenced to death by a court in Saudi Arabia for the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
A new satellite image of a factory where North Korea makes military equipment used to launch long-range missiles shows the construction of a new structure. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The release of several images from Planet Labs comes amid concern that North Korea could launch a rocket or missile as it seeks concessions in stalled nuclear negotiations with the U.S. North Korea has warned that what Christmas gift it gives the U.S. depends on what action Washington takes. One of the new satellite images taken on the 19th of December shows a March 16 factory near Pyongyang where North Korea manufactures trucks used as mobile launchers for its long-range missiles. I'm Zaria Shackley.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have not ruled out calling witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. McConnell said on Fox and Friends that the Republicans who hold the majority in the Senate have considered handling the matter just as they handled the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton two decades ago. He added, "Fair is fair." An American tourist burned in a volcanic explosion on New Zealand's White Island has died, raising the death toll to 19. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Boeing's CEO is resigning amid ongoing problems at the company over the troubled MAX 737 aircraft. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Boeing's board says Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. Current board chairman David Calhoun will become president and CEO on January 13th. The board says a change in leadership is needed to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. Calhoun is a strong believer in the 737 MAX. The MAX was grounded worldwide in March after the second of two crashes that killed a combined total of 346 people. I'm Mike Hempen.
After nearly 3 months of waiting, the preliminary results of Afghanistan's September presidential election have been released. Reuters' David Doyle has that story.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes in the country's presidential election. Delayed preliminary results showed on Sunday, in a vote that was marred by allegations of massive fraud. But the battle for the presidency is not over yet.
Mohammad Ashraf Ghani.
The Independent Election Commission said Ghani had won 50.64% of the vote, while his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, had 39.52%. The IEC said that was enough for Ghani to win the first round of voting outright, but added that the outcome could change in final results and that if Ghani hadn't secured more than 50%, the election would go to a second round of voting.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Holocaust survivors gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Monday to mark the second day of the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
In addition to gathering at the Western Wall, hundreds of Holocaust survivors are also taking part in a candle lighting of the Hanukkah menorah in New York, Munich, and Moscow. Colette Avital is the chairperson of the Center of Holocaust Survivor Organizations in Israel on why they gather.
To try to make the Holocaust survivors, those who are with us here today, to bring them some light into their lives.
The eight-day Festival of Light symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness and of democracy over tyranny. I'm Shirley Antler.
The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. U.S. forces in Afghanistan did not give details. The Taliban claimed the incident occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. The insurgent group said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb as they tried to conduct a joint raid against Taliban positions in the Chardara district. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.